This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. India and Italy have finalized 15 outcomes across diverse sectors. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between PM Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni in Rome yesterday. The outcomes marked the elevation of bilateral relations to a special strategic partnership. Both sides also inked several memorandums of understanding to deepen cooperation in key areas including critical minerals, defense, agriculture, Ayurveda, science and technology, maritime transport and ports. India and Italy also agreed to strengthen coordination against tax crimes, money laundering and terror financing. In a press statement after the talks, PM Modi said, India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 will provide a practical and futuristic framework for bilateral ties.
पिछले लगभग साढ़े तीन वर्षों में मुझे कई बार प्राइम मिनिस्टर मेलोनी से मिलने का अवसर मिला है। यह भारत और इटली के बीच करीबी सहयोग और सामंजस्य को दर्शाता है। उनके नेतृत्व में हमारे संबंधों को नई गति, नई दिशा और नया आत्मविश्वास मिला है। मुझे खुशी है कि हम अपने संबंधों को अपग्रेड करते हुए स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप की घोषणा कर रहे हैं।
Later in the day, PM Modi was conferred the prestigious Agricola Medal by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, at its headquarters in Rome. The medal was presented by FAO Director General Kyu Dongyu. West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari has announced immediate initiation of deportation proceedings against illegal Bangladeshi infiltrators under the Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA. The Chief Minister made the announcement at State Secretariat Nabanna yesterday during a land handover ceremony to the Border Security Force for border fencing. Mr. Adhikari clarified that no action would be taken against members of the seven communities protected under the CAA, provided they had entered India before 31st of December 2024. Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides arrived in Mumbai last evening on a three-day official visit to India, accompanied by a high-level delegation. He was received at the airport by Jishnu Dev Verma and Devendra Fadnavis. The delegation will travel to Delhi today. The Cyprus President is scheduled to meet Narendra Modi tomorrow for talks on further strengthening bilateral cooperation in various sectors. Indian Navy has marked the successful culmination of the landmark IOS Sagar deployment with the flagging of INS Sunanya at Kochi. The deployment involved an extensive multinational mission across the Indian Ocean region. The Defense Ministry yesterday said the joint mission, involving 38 personnel from 16 partner nations, showcased India's emergence as a preferred security partner in the region. Uttar Pradesh government has announced the appointment of the chairman and members of the newly constituted Uttar Pradesh State Rural Local Bodies Dedicated Backward Classes Commission. Issued by the Panchayati Raj Department, the notification marks a key step towards ensuring representation of backward classes in the state's rural local self-governing bodies. The commission has been formed to study and evaluate the legal framework for reservation of other backward classes in the three-tier Panchayati Raj institutions across the state. World Health Organization has said it could take up to 9 months for a vaccine against this particular strain of Ebola to be ready. WHO advisor Dr. Vasi Murthy said two candidate vaccines against the Bundibugyo strain are currently under development, but neither has yet undergone clinical trials. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there have been around 600 suspected Ebola cases and 139 suspected deaths so far. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 147 runs for 8 in 20 overs. In reply, Kolkata overhauled the target for 6 in 18.5 overs. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Chennai Super Kings in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.